You are listening to ArenaFan.com's Arena Bowl 20 podcast, coming to you from Radio Row at Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, the official headquarters of Arena Bowl 20.
Welcome back to the Mandalay Bay for Arena Fan's continuing coverage of Arena Bowl 20. Right now, I am joined by Ashley from the Las Vegas Gladiators Goddesses.
Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
Pretty good. A little tired. Was up late last night. Yeah.
Yep. Everybody's always up late in Vegas.
Oh, yes.
It's the other city that don't sleep.
Except I'm not old enough to be out that late, so. to do the things that, you know, legally.
Almost. When is your birthday?
It is in February, so.
February. Yeah. Coming up.
I've
February
got a few more months. February 7th.
February 7th. That's the opening week of the arena football season.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. So you are the captain of the Goddesses.
I'm one of three captains.
One of three captains. So you have tri-captains.
Yes, we do. We actually, my title as captain is wardrobe stylist. Mm-hmm. Each captain has their own area that they focus on. Mine is the wardrobe. So I designed all of our uniforms for, we have brand new uniforms for the girls this year, mm-hmm. which is absolutely amazing. They really represent the Gladiator Goddesses. In the gladiator form, so.
Right, and you designed these yourself?
Yes, I did. I interviewed a bunch of seamstresses, and I found a really good lady who's actually out of Texas, and she mm-hmm. does quite a few of the football team's dance team's mm-hmm. Uniforms, so she did a really good job. She worked with me, and
that's good. That was a good experience for you then, huh?
Yes, it was.
Okay, and I see you are from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Yes, I was actually born there. My dad was in the military, so I'm not actually
Cuban. How many years did you live there?
Probably just about a year and a half, so I don't really remember it at all.
Don't remember it? Didn't start speaking anything from down there?
No, not really. All I have are videos from when I was younger to look back on.
Okay, and I also understand that you were in Baywatch?
Yes, I was in Baywatch. I was actually one of the girls that ran mm-hmm. in front of the camera down the beach. But the cute thing is, I was only 12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the
That's
catch.
Adorable. Yes. So did you get to meet anybody famous there?
Yes, I met David Hasselhoff. Oh, my gosh. He is the most nicest man, and he is super, super tall.
Really?
Yes. Like,
what is he, about 6'6", 6'7"?
I have no idea. He's just huge. That's all. I was like, wow, you're tall.
How would he compare to an AFL player?
Probably taller.
Taller?
Yeah.
Taller than an
Definitely
AFL player.
Definitely taller.
Okay, so is this your second or third year now?
This is my second year actually with
the Goddesses. With the Goddesses.
Third year with the Gladiators.
Right, and your first year you did what?
I was on, they approached me because I auditioned and I didn't make the dance team, but mm-hmm. they approached me because they liked me to be a part of the promotions team, so I ran out on the field and threw t-shirts.
So you would be 17 when you first tried out? 17 or 18?
I believe so, yes.
17, so you were fresh out of high school then?
Almost.
Almost fresh out of high school?
Yeah, it was my senior year.
So were you a smart kid? Like a real smart kid growing up?
Not super, super smart. I did A's and B's.
Well, then you're doing better than me.
I wasn't in any honor classes or anything, so.
Okay, and I understand you do some pretty interesting stuff here in Vegas on the side.
Yes, I am a showgirl over at Rio. It's Show in the Sky. It is a free show, so anybody mm-hmm. can come see and watch it. I'm actually Rio Rita. Who's also can be known as Carmen Miranda. I wear a bunch of fruit on my head.
Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to that and you're in town, when would we catch your next show?
Any day of the week, Monday through Sunday. The shows are at 3, 4, 5, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30.
Wow, so that's quite a busy schedule for you then, huh?
We do 7 shows a day. It's fun.
Wow. Okay. And what is this Flaming Lips video I'm seeing? What is that about?
Oh, have you ever heard of the Flaming Lips?
Mm-mm.
It's like a really, really old group. They've been around since like 1983. Mm-hmm. And they actually had a really hit song. It's, what is it called? She Don't Use Jelly. It was on like an episode of 90210. They were really big.
Oh, okay.
So they came here.
I did watch that. I'm afraid to admit that, but I did.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of 90210. Anyways, they came to Las Vegas and they shot a video here. And one of the casting agencies called me up and said, hey, come down for this casting.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down to the casting, and they videotaped us, and they just asked us to dance angelically.
Right.
Which is, if you just hear that, you're like, how do you
what
dance
are you gonna
like
do,
that?
Right? Yeah.
Right? So they kind of like did like a couple things, and I was like, okay, I got the hang of this. So I kind of did it, and they actually liked me, and they called me back.
Mm-hmm.
And they chose me as a principal dancer. There was four of us.
Mm-hmm.
So they did a video on the strip.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the video was called Do You Realize?
Do You Realize?
Yeah. And there was an elephant, and we were actually, our role was called, we were called the Nymphs.
The Nymphs. That's a pretty good name. I like that.
The Nymphs. So we were there from 5 o'clock in the afternoon till 6 in the morning down at Fremont Street Experience.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely an experience to remember.
That's cool. I'm looking at your pets here. You have a teacup Pomeranian.
Yeah, she's my little baby, Princess Josette.
Is it like a small dog that can just...
Oh, yeah.
You can just hold it?
Oh, yeah. And she just got groomed the other day, so she's completely shaved with just like a little mane on her head. She's adorable.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I have a little Shiba Inu at home. You know what that is?
Oh, yeah. I love
those. Very rare Japanese dog.
Those are very cute.
She's about 17 pounds. And you can do that with her, too. She's a little football, I call her.
Yeah, well, Josie's only 5 pounds.
And her name is Precious. Did I already say that?
Aw, that's cute.
Yeah, I named her Precious because I found her just on the side of the road. She was abandoned. And
oh, really?
Took her in and took her to the vet, got her shots. Aww. She's doing well. So that was about 3 years ago. Anyway, getting back to football here, what do you like about the Arena Football League?
Well, I like football in general, but since I've been with, excuse me, Arena Football, it's so much more in your face. It's right there. And plus being on the sidelines, getting to watch like the players at eye level.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. It's more exciting than being in the stands watching it.
Now, could you picture yourself going into one of those walls at full speed?
Almost have a couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
Anything you care to share there?
Well, you know, sometimes we don't exactly pay all that much attention when we're outside of the lines because there's lots of stuff going on, like, backstage and behind the scenes and stuff. Balls come flying through the end zone. Yeah, you kind of have to...
Absolutely, yes. Have seen that happen.
Look out. Excuse me.
I'm from Orlando, and I don't know if you know about Orlando, but our end zones are pretty much the same as Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Our cheerleaders are right there in the end zone. They take hits every game.
Really?
Pretty much every game. It's
probably
more dangerous because there's not a wall in front of you at all. They're right there.
See, we go in the end zones when this ball is going the other way.
Yeah.
So when we start to see it coming this way, we jet back into the tunnel.
Yeah.
So we don't want to get hit. We've had a couple of those times, and it's a little scary.
Okay. Is there a website I could go to for the goddesses?
Yes, it's www.lvgladiators.com. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple of links that you can go to, like the dancers, the goddesses, or goddess photos. Just come see what we're all about. It has all of our photos from all the events that we're at on there, and our personal photos on there as well.
Okay, and I see that you guys made a calendar. It's very lovely.
Yes, we did.
Flipping through it myself. Did you guys have a good time making that?
Oh, my gosh. We had an amazing time making that. That was actually, like, the first time I think any of us have ever been able to experience a calendar and a photo shoot like this. Because last year, our calendars weren't that great. They were, like, a giant poster that was, like, taller than me.
Really?
So they were really, like, difficult, and the photo shoot wasn't as, like... high end. So it was just like a kind of like one of our photographers that said, okay, you know, pick an outfit and let's shoot you. So it wasn't that great. But this calendar is just, we put so much work into it. And it's just, we've gotten a lot of feedback on it.
That sounds very cool. Sounds like a good experience to get your picture taken all the time.
Oh, but I love photos.
Yeah. Is there anything I've forgotten to ask you?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know.
Okay. Do a little break. Okay. All right. Well, this has been Jason Lucas with Ashley from the Las Vegas Gladiator Goddesses. And I had a wonderful time talking with you, Ashley.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And stay tuned to Arena Fan for more coverage from Arena Bowl 20, live from Mandalay Bay and Radio Row.
Thank you for listening to ArenaFan.com's podcast coverage of Arena Bowl 20 from Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Please keep an eye on your podcast subscription feed for more coverage coming soon.